It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
According to Sarah Silverman, comedian Louis C.K. took his sausage hostage in front of her, and she was totally cool with it.
I watched him when I was little, but then I watched him again when I was a teenager. It would always be on before school, and it blew my mind then. I saw it in a whole new way, like, whoa. And then as an adult again, and I just think the things he teaches, like, that there's nobody else that can be you. No one else in the world is qualified to be you but you. And you deserve love exactly the way that you are.
Is that the wrong clip right there?
Yeah. That was about Mr. Rogers. Wow. Not Louis C.K. choking the chicken.
No.
Anyway, about Louis C.K. taking a sausage hostage in front of her. During an interview, she recalled her early days in comedy with him. She said he'd asked if he could make the bald man cry. She told him, F yeah, I want to see that. They would even go streaking together, and she said to let their freak flags fly. She said that there were times that she told him no, and then he would also not do it. As far as the sexual misconduct allegations against him, she says she's fine with him making a comeback as long as he addresses those allegations on stage. And then that's what I was going to say. On a complete opposite note, she also praised Mr. Rogers in the same interview, which is just funny to me.
Let me see. I don't think we have it, but hold on. Is this it?
I watched him when I was little.
No. How the hell did we put in a Mr. Rogers thing instead of that?
No, that was the point.
Who messed up?
You!
Oh, I thought that was a clip about him talking about it. Okay. Listen. That whole story is weird. I don't know anybody that would actually do that.
No, that's what was funny. So she did this Howard Stern interview, and she's talking about Louis C.K. and all this gross stuff. And then all of a sudden, she's praising Mr. Rogers, which is what was funny. But anyway.
Mr. Rogers, rest in peace. I am so sorry that I played the wrong audio clip in the garbage. Rest your soul.
Orlando Bloom is ready to settle down with Katy Perry. Sources say the singer hasn't put any pressure on their relationship lately, and being with her makes the Pirates of the Caribbean actor very happy. In the past, Bloom was unwilling to settle down, but now that has changed.
I'm a Bloom, I'm a beep. Sorry.
And Australian businessman James Packer, you probably don't know who that is, but if you remember, he's that like bajillionaire that dated Mariah Carey for 18 months before they called it off their engagement. Remember that? It was in 2016.
Yeah, he's like a really big-looking guy.
He's huge. The 51-year-old says that he became toxic when they split up and that the high-profile romance was initially fun, but he was in a dark place mentally. He confessed that he was struggling with his mental health in the midst of their relationship, and it eventually collapsed. In his book, he denies leaking details of Mariah's settlement after the pair's failed engagement. She reportedly received a $50 million inconvenience fee
after the breakup.
Yeah. Mariah Carey, by the way, announced her Caution World Tour yesterday in support of her upcoming album with the same name.
Yeah, we're actually giving away tickets all this week at 7 o'clock on the Joe and Alex Show, and that show will be making its stop in Indy Saturday, March 9th at the Marat Theater at Old National Center. Tickets actually go on sale Friday at 10, but you can win them all this week at 7 before they go on sale.
And while making a tour stop in St. Louis, 21 Pilots surprised kids at Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital after patients sent them a video invitation. Tyler Joseph sang a song on ukulele and said that he was inspired by the visit.
1, 2, 3, yeah!
Because it's what we want to see. And what we want, we know we can't believe.
It's something that's really powerful, and to see it being used in an environment like this is... it's encouraging, but also inspiring for us to see. So it was an honor to come here and talk to these kids.
That's the garbage on the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9.